It was an interim 6 years. I moved, and I liked the job, and I did pretty well in it. And I moved, I think I moved 8 times in 10 years. So, like trying to get bigger elevators, you know, like going from, you know, smaller one, and as soon as another one come up in those days, you'd put your name in for a bigger one and a bigger one, I guess. So I met lots of people, lots of good people, and I was fortunate. I was my wife said one of my detriments. I loved playing baseball and hockey, and I was pretty good at both sports. So wherever I went, the farmers always enjoyed sports. So I used to get away with murder on an elevator with sports like these. In fact, one place, if there was a ball game on and I was playing, I was told to shut the elevator down. You know, so I was, in those country days, those were like good times, actually. Not for my wife. She raising three kids and me not home quite a bit of the time. But the people were really good. Wherever I went, I don't suppose, they were all good people. And I met them all over Manitoba. So that's some of the better parts I had.
So did you read?
The place I started in Cardale, and I was there for not quite a year training, and then I went to a little siding called Chelan, and there was two elevators and two diesel engines, one each operating there, and I spent 3 years there, and then I went to a place called Brookdale, and I spent about 2.5 years there, and then they built one of the first high throughputs in Manitoba, just out of town there, great big one, you know, for this super, to move these hopper cars and all that, one of the big ones, they first started anyway.
Was that?
Just outside of Brookdale. It was a new siding. It was on a main line. You know, they didn't care where, they weren't going to build them in town. They needed lots of trackage. So they built this great big humongous elevator. And so I spent a year going around visiting all the farmers to get them all the haul there. And I think I bought grain for 2 months there, and then they moved me into head office. So I never got much chance to operate it. But that was the Elite elevator. Like there was just two or three of them being built at that time. That was back in early 60s, I guess it was. They built some of these new high-throughput elevators. Mm. And, you know, with the speed, they were the start of what's happening today. You know, with these 50-car spots and load a car in 10, 15 minutes, or before it'd take you an hour, you know. So, you know, they were getting geared up for the change. But I enjoyed the grain industry, yeah.